as part of IdeaSpace, you know, we offer free training on 9 pieces of equipment. We call it badging, and you do get a literal little 3D printed badge indicating your accomplishment. And the accomplishment this year will be showing up for our 5 years. And so our staff, Lillian, has designed a very nice 5-year badge that's very unique, and I think people are going to love it.
And if you get all 9 badges, we do 3D print you a little trophy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See, I've not been badged, and I need to, just because I would like the badges. But if I can get a badge just for showing up.
Exactly.
I'm on my way.
So something we want people to know is that the badging program is just to get you started. We do primarily work with adults, so it's a very quick process. Normally less than half an hour, so it's easy to come get badged after work or on your way somewhere. We want to respect the customer's time.
Yeah.
And make things easy and accessible.
Be proficient in all of these things. It's good information to have and to know.
Absolutely. And if you have a creative project that you kind of want to pursue or experiment with, but the hardware is too expensive, this is a good chance for you to come in and test it and see how you feel.
The history of IdeaSpace. How did it all come about? Because 5 years is a great anniversary, and this was a really a new and a kind of a groundbreaking thing when the library embarked on this.
So it actually goes back to the city's Maker District meetings, which I was attending at the time as a private citizen. I had been working with the library's Maker Lab program to some extent, but it was more youth-oriented at the time, and we wanted to do something more for adults. It was more mature. So at the Maker District meetings, the city was looking for something they call anchor projects. Mm-hmm. And an anchor project is basically what's a cool thing we can put over there that will drive people to the area. So I pitched IdeaSpace at the Canal Quarter meetings, or Maker District meetings. That went over really well. Library loved it. And then we got some grants, and a couple of years later, we were able to open in 2020.
So is your involvement with the library through IdeaSpace? That's how you got involved?
I was a clerk at the time.
Oh, okay.
But I was working with the MakerLab program as well. I had pitched that they get drawing tablets as a way to kind of reach out to artists. At the time, they had sewing machines and 3D printers.
Wow. So it's the kind of thing that fits what the library does, and to be able to get in, you know, make all of these things, like you said, a lot of things that can be too expensive available to the community. That's a great thing with IdeaSpace.
Absolutely, yeah. And then seeing what the community does with it is a constant reward.
Yeah.
Because we never know.
Yeah,
you know, we never know what somebody's going to bring in, what they're going to do. So it's kind of randomized.
That is true. At times, I guess, when you do see some of these big projects, or you see a project someone has done, you got to feel some pride with that.
Definitely. It's a very rewarding job. And it's a job that you're always learning, because customers, they have their own new questions all the time, because every project is different. But also we get experts who come in, and we just kind of get out of their way, and they teach us too.
Wow. So Chuck, how did you get involved what drew you to IdeaSpace?
So I had a very, very, very early involvement with the idea of a library media lab, which was pitched back in, 2016, 2017 or something like that. I then moved away from my position at that time into management of the Snow Library in Spotsylvania. And my involvement with the project kind of ended at that point, where then was taken up by Simon and by other staff. So coming back to IdeaSpace, or I shouldn't say coming back to IdeaSpace, but coming to IdeaSpace in 2021 as their manager was like coming full circle.
Yeah, I guess. So it's interesting, both of you, and just the different involvements that you had.
So something I wanted to add too is that part of the reason we were able to make the IdeaSpace pitch was because they'd gotten a grant for a digital media lab in the Fredericksburg Library. The problem with that is that it would just not have been what I would consider, it would have been harder to optimize it in that existing space.
Right.
And brand it as well. So part of the funding had already been secured, which made the IdeaSpace pitch much easier, and it all took off from there.
Yeah, interesting. And where you are, you're on Princess Anne Street, and you got plenty of space for Idea Space, and it's a great location.
Yes, we are unique in terms of Maker Digital Media Labs and the fact that we have both in one building, so different types of customers are interacting. Yeah. Normally, your Maker Labs and your Digital Media Labs are in separate locations within libraries for noise concerns. We have a vocal booth studio, so that's not too much of an issue. It's also unique in that it is its own standalone location, separate from the building. Part of the reason that is a good idea is because it helps with the branding. Again, because libraries use the spaces available, but they're using the space that's available. It's not necessarily built for the project.
Sure, sure. Now, and I still am running into I run into people all the time who will say, have you seen this Idea Space that the library has? And I'm sure that's your constant thing of just wanting to get the word out that, hey, we're here.
Absolutely. And that is something that the library is constantly striving to do, is to get word out about all of the various services that we provide. And Idea Space, every time somebody comes in, they will be so surprised, shocked, even I would say, at the services on offer at Idea Space and just how unique they are. And it's really led to a lot of people coming into their own creatively. It's been rewarding.
I haven't been in there in a couple of years, but I guess because if you've added things or you've the layout has changed.
We recently redid our layout. It is not, I wouldn't say, a small building, but we do need to optimize our space.
Yeah.
We got new sewing tables for our sewing machine and serger. We got a new work table in the center of the floor by the 3D printers. We moved the laser cutters to the back and installed new racks. And we did get new 3D printers. We upgraded to bamboos from the Dremels.
I don't know anything about 3D printers. I'm amazed by it all.
So Dremel's a slightly older brand. They're very noble.
Okay.
However, they had been running for almost 5 or 6 years straight, and it was time to move on.
Yeah.
The bamboos were actually recommended by Chuck, and they are amazing. 3D printing has gotten a lot easier, and the bamboos are the easiest version that we've ever had.
3D printing is just fantastic.
It is. For anybody who's listening who isn't familiar with 3D printing, you can take a 3D object in a variety of different file formats and convert it into a physical object. The 3D printers take a plastic filament and they lay it down in layer after layer after layer until you have a final finished product of whatever kind of object that you can think of. We've got people who there's one gentleman who is designing parts for a server rack. We have several people who are cosplayers who come and design things. And we have some people who they just like to browse the catalog of different objects that you can print for free. There are thousands upon thousands of free files out there that you can download and print for free. And we have people who just love to come and browse those and just... It's kind of like watching a garden grow in much, much faster. You know, it's fun to see these objects grow out of nothing.
People will also paint them as well, which is cool. I like seeing that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And starting December 1st, we've got some good news. For the longest time, the library has been supplying filament for the public in black and white, and we are going to allow customers now to bring in their own filament in any color that they want, and there's lots of different types of varieties and suppliers of filament. The only restriction is that it has to be some form of PLA filament. That's the technical term for it.
Well, like I said, I mean, 3D printing has become so prevalent with so many things, and this is a chance to get badged in it and kind of start learning about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is a great place to start. We have people who come, they've never even heard of 3D printing before, and we have one of our most loyal customers, Miss Vicky, comes and she loves printing off objects for Christmas presents and for birthday presents. And she's one of our biggest boosters. And just seeing the things that she does and the excitement that it brings, not only to her, but it's kind of infectious to see her and other people just talking and getting to know each other and sharing, you know, the things that they're working on. So, yeah, great collaborative space, and it's fun to see everything that people do.